You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. The son of an engineer and an artist, Ashley Watson has always had an understanding of both form and function. He spent several years working both in-house and freelance as a designer before he decided to combine two of his life's great passions, clothing and motorbikes. In 2014, Ashley launched his eponymous brand, focusing on high-quality motorcycle clothing made in England with a meticulous attention to design and detail. Here is Ashley's story.
So my background is in print and graphic design, really. And so my first job out of university was designing T-shirts. And so that was, I mean, I hadn't expected to ever go into clothing design when I was growing up. It was sort of someone suggested that I should, maybe I had a portfolio that you know, working as a print designer might work. And so when I started that job, I then became quite interested in how the inks were working with the fabrics. And then it went from fabric to fit. And so I started designing the T-shirts as well. And then while I was at that company, I then started designing the denim. And for me, that was quite a big moment, really, because it was a lot more to it than a T-shirt. And also, denim has its roots in workwear. So it sort of started a fascination off with how and why designs are the way they are, and the function, the fit, how fastening opens, the fabric choice, the cut of a collar. Those sorts of things really sparked my imagination. So I worked for three years in-house, and then I moved to work, and I started work as a freelance designer. And so over those years, I started designing more clothing, shirting, outerwear, and I suppose that whole time was a bit of an apprenticeship in a way. You know, I was learning on the job. There wasn't really much room for mistakes, so it was quite a tough, you know, if I made a mistake, I didn't make it twice, for sure. What I do is I combine my background in clothing design with my passion for motorcycles. And the motorcycle started when the first seed was planted when I was travelling in my early 20s, you know, hiring a bike and then following trails around, you know, the islands in Southeast Asia or around the temples in Hampi in India, places like that. And so that was when the seed was planted. And it was a few years later that I actually got my license in the UK. And as you can imagine, there's a real difference riding in the tropics to suddenly you're in the UK and it's very windy, it's wet, there's a lot more cars and it's a lot more dangerous. So, and when that change happened, I was at a stage where I think I felt I was confident. I think I knew that I always wanted to be able to set my own briefs and to, yeah, I suppose, well, that's it, just to have both hands on the wheel, really. There were some designs that have been created maybe 50 years ago, and it felt like they were just sort of being reworked by a number of brands, and it didn't feel like anything was really, anything new or fresh was happening. And at this time, for me, I really like custom motorcycles, and there's a lot of creativity there, and it felt like there was a real disconnect between these amazing bikes that were being built and then the clothing, which just felt like it was just sort of regurgitating what once was. And so I just felt that I wanted a jacket that just felt like a new take on it, and I felt that the more I searched, the more I sort of couldn't find it. And so I started to sketch kind of what I wanted. And I knew that from my sort of the fascination I've had with workwear and military clothing and understanding how and why form and become what they are through that function, I knew that I didn't want to just take a sort of a normal, a bomber jacket or a peacoat or something like that and just make it a motorcycle jacket. I wanted to really work from the ground up. So when I was doing those sketches, I was, you know, really considering everything that went on that jacket was really considered as what's going to be perfect for a motorcyclist. I felt like I needed to get this jacket on the road, so I went on a test trip, and that was for a month around Europe. So I went all the way as far as Porto, so I sort of across down the west coast of France, across the center of Spain, which is incredibly hot, as you can imagine, the middle of July, August. And then I went up to the north coast of Spain and then across through the Pyrenees, across the south of France and through the Alps. So some really varied climates. There was quite a lot of rain on the north coast of Spain. And then the mornings in the Alps were fiercely cold. That sort of that hour before the sun really warmed up, and you really felt it if you went in the shadow of a mountain. You just these sort of dagger bits of wind coming through. It was pretty chilly. So that was sort of where that jacket came from. And then I came back, and then it was back to the studio, back to refining that, taking what I'd learned. I pretty much redesigned the whole interior because the internals of the jacket pretty much fell apart on the trip. They just weren't strong enough. They weren't suitable for it. So I went back there. I put a waterproof liner into it, made it sure it's seam sealed, added lots of little details that I'd learned and made notes of on the trip, and then it formed the final product, really. The jacket, I suppose, there was a process that I learned through that, and then that's sort of the flagship, but then that's not everything you need on a trip, so it's, you know, what are the other products? So I suppose the growth in the next year will be to, you know, we've got some shirts and some other products coming through, and it's to develop the collection, really, I think. And I think we're going to also look to take on some more shops. But I see it as very much an organic thing. What I mean by that is it's very different from my background in clothing, because that's very seasonal. So it's you design 5, 10, however many jackets in one go, and then you reinvent the wheel, or try to reinvent the wheel 6 months later. Often that doesn't happen because it's for menswear. I sort of don't believe that works, but. So for me, it's very much about one product at a time, really getting that right, and then moving on to the next product. So that's sort of the direction it's going to go. To me, it all comes down to the product and design, really. So I feel like I'm in a lucky position because I now work with a lady called Tina, who she's now managing the operations, really, and is essentially the backbone of the business, and that's allowing me to concentrate more and more on the design and the creative side of things. And I think for me, I feel that growth is just ideas, really, and so it's just kind of the more I can do that, the more I hope, and if I keep getting the product right, then it will just continue to grow. But for me, it's just as simple as that, really.
And I'm afraid that's all we have time for on today's show. Thanks very much to Ashley Watson for coming in and sharing the story of his brand. This show is produced by Daniel Bache and mixed and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.